everybody, and a warm welcome to everybody on Zoom as well. So most of you know, but my name is Helen, and over the next hour or so we'll be singing some songs celebrating the first Easter and thinking about how this story is the most important thing that ever happened. And children, you can get involved today, okay? It's for everybody, young and old. So we'll just do the notices quickly. So this week, please note there's no Tots and Toddlers tomorrow as it's the Easter holidays, and there'll be no prayer meeting tonight or on Wednesday. However, they'll be home from home as usual on Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And this is open to all ages with free tea, coffee, cake and biscuits. It's very good. I went last week. And you can sit and chat, play games, do a jigsaw, bring your knitting, whatever you like. And for church members, please remember that we have an AGM on Thursday, the 16th of April at 7:30 p.m. An advance notice on Saturday, the 2nd of May, we're having a family film afternoon at 3 o'clock. The film is to be confirmed, but it will be good and it will be fun for all ages. It will be suitable for the card here. Bear with my name, there I am with them. We would like to say a massive thank you to all of you that organised such a wonderful comedy night in charge of the NEAT project. And I forgot to mention that Works of Heart is in Family Matters, and it says the 11th of May, but it's actually the 11th of April. 20th of April, Works of Heart. Right. So please make yourself comfortable here. If your children make noise or want to dance in the aisles, that's fine. But you're not allowed on the stage because there might be chocolate on the stage. If you're a visitor today, we hope you will feel at home. In a moment, we're going to stand and we're going to sing our first song. And children, I've made some of these praise ribbons. So in a minute, you can come and get one of these so you can wave in praise. And I've got lots, so if you're an adult and you want to wave one as well, you can. But before we sing, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful Easter morning. We are so happy today because Jesus is alive. Thank you for loving us so much that you gave us your son, Jesus. Thank you that he's our friend and our king forever. Thank you for the sunshine, the flowers, and the new life we see all around us. As we celebrate today with our families, help us to remember that your love is the greatest gift of all. Amen. Right, we're going to praise. It's Easter Sunday. Let's raise the roof. We've got flags over here as well. If you'd like flags, come along, come and get one. And we're going to sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today. And after that, we're going to sing a song called Happy Easter, Everyone. That has some actions. We don't know the song, but it's very pick up. Would you like to give one to Granny Kerry as well? Okay, you can give them to anyone who'd want one.
Today, hallelujah. saddest story ever to be told. The greatest day in history to unfold. A heavy-hearted Friday by a grave. But everlasting joy on Easter Day. Hey, 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 happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Jesus died and rose to life again, and death is overcome. Happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone.
And time for chocolate, eggs, and daffodils. And cards with lambs and bunnies on a hill. A shadowed fire across the tells of day. An angel came and rolled the stone away.
Hey, 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 happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone. Jesus died and rose to life again. Death is overcome. Happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone. The cross is empty, the grave is empty, Jesus is alive. The cross is empty, the grave is empty, Jesus is alive. The cross is empty, the grave is empty, Jesus is alive. The cross is empty, the grave is empty, Jesus is alive.
He's alive!
Happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter, everyone. Jesus died and rose alive again. Death is overcome. Happy Easter.
Wow, that was some amazing dancing. Well done. Okay, so I've got something here. I've got a bag. I wonder what's in my bag. You might get this bag for your birthday or something. I wonder if anybody would like to come and see what's inside. There might be a surprise inside. Let's have a look. I'll give it a shake. Is it heavy? Have you ever received a birthday gift? I'm really excited to open it and see what's inside. Who wants to see what's in my bag? You. You come and have a look first, but don't tell them what's in it, okay? Ready? Right, you come and have a look as well. Only on the steps. Stand on the steps, please. So, did you like what was in my bag? Did you like it? Yeah? Can you tell them what was in my bag? What was in my bag?
It was nothing.
Nothing? Oh, that's a bit rubbish, isn't it? Are you sure there was nothing? Give it a shake. Something in there? Turn it upside down. There's nothing in my bag. How would you feel if you had a present like that and I gave you a present and there was nothing inside? How would you feel?
Sad.
Sad.
Or maybe upset.
I would as well. I might cry and stamp my feet. Say, that's not fair. I've got nothing in my bag. Well, we're going to see a story today of Mary and the other Mary who went to the tomb. And the tomb was empty, just like the bag. So let's go and sit down. We've got a 60-second film about the resurrection.
After Jesus had died, his body was placed in a tomb.
A massive stone was rolled over the entrance.
And Roman soldiers guarded it.
After a few days, Mary Magdalene and Mary, Jesus' mother,
took some spices and went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body.
But when they arrived, they had a bit of a shock.
There were no soldiers.
The big stone had been rolled away.
And Jesus' body had gone.
He had come back to life.
They dashed off to tell the disciples.
But they weren't so sure.
So Peter and John went and checked it out.
When they entered the tomb, they saw no body.
Just the burial clothes.
All neatly folded.
And they believed.
So they returned and told the disciples the good news.
But Thomas still wasn't 100% convinced.
Jesus then appeared before them and put all their doubts to rest.
After 40 days, Jesus took his disciples to a quiet place.
He told them to go and tell the world all about him.
And then he ascended to heaven.
Mission complete.
Okay, now we're going to sing "See What a Morning," if you'd like to stand, please. Right, we're going to have... We're going to have Eliana come up to the front. We're going to have a reading from the Bible, dramatized version, as you might have guessed. And we could do with some disciples if we... Would anybody like to be a disciple? Everybody looks to the floor. Children, would you like to be a disciple? Okay. Fair enough. Adela, are you going to come and be Mary? Come on then. Thank you. You can drape something over you. If you'd like to stand at the back, please, Mr. Disciple. And Mary can be here. Have we got another disciple? Wonderful. If you go and stand with Ian, please. Right, Eliana.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
The angel's just having a nap. So let's say it again in a really loud voice. Are you ready? Do we have any sound for this bit, please, PA? Yeah. Don't worry if you don't. Okay, it's fine.
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb. Rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shouted to the men. The angel said to the woman,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you."
So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said.
Hang on.
"Greetings," said Jesus. And you're supposed to clasp my feet, but don't worry about it. "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Thank you. Let's give our actors and actresses a clap. Now we're going to sing again. We're going to sing Praise.
Sure, and praise when I'm doubting. Praise your sovereign, praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you reign.
Going to have a time of communion now. We'll just wait for the table to come in. So on Easter Sunday, we wanted to celebrate the Last Supper as Jesus did with his disciples before he died. Thank you. Welcome to the Lord's table. Jesus didn't just invite the important people to his banquet. He invited everyone, people of all ages, backgrounds, and even those who feel they don't belong. Today, your seat is waiting. So now we come to God as a family to say sorry for the times we haven't loved him or others as we should. The children can join in with this as well. So we're going to pray and we're going to clench our fists tightly like this. Can you do this? And then we're going to open our fists afterwards to show that we've been forgiven. So clench your fist tightly and we're going to pray. Sometimes we carry around heavy bags of things we've done wrong. We've been grumpy, we've been selfish, or we've ignored people who needed help. God, we are sorry for the times we didn't use our hands to help or our mouths to be kind. We are sorry for the mess we make of things. Please forgive us, wash us clean, and help us start again. You can open your hands wide because God forgives you. God hears us. He takes our heavy bags away. We are forgiven. On the night before he died, Jesus shared a special dinner with his closest friends. It was a memory meal that they would pass on for a long, long time. Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks and broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After they ate, he took the cup of wine. We've got juice today. He gave thanks and said, "This is my blood, a new promise of God's love. Whenever you drink this, remember me." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." This invitation is for everyone who has come to Jesus, trusted in him to save them, and calls him Lord. Whether you're 8 or 80, if your heart belongs to him, this table is open to you. If you're still thinking about it or you're not sure, please let the bread and the juice pass by and just know that we're so glad that you're with us here today. So if the communion stewards could come up, please. I think we have some children to help as well.
Jesus, you are mercy. Jesus, you are justice. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. You died alone to save me. You rose so you could raise me. You did this all to make me a chosen child of God. Worthy is the Lamb that once was slain, to receive all glory, power, and praise. For with your blood you purchased us for God. Jesus, you are worthy, that is what you are. Jesus, you are mercy. Jesus, you are justice. Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. You died alone to save me. You rose so you could raise me. You did this all to make me a chosen child of God. Worthy is the Lamb that once was slain.
And drink together and remember him. Lord Jesus, thank you for the bread and the juice. Thank you for being our best friend. Thank you that you are in us and with us. Help us to be like Jesus this week. When we are at school or at work, help us to be kind. When we are tired or grumpy, help us to be patient. When we see someone lonely, help us to be a friend. Thank you that we don't go alone. You go with us. And all God's people said, Amen. Thank you.
How worthy is the Lamb that once was slain, to receive all glory, power, and praise. For with your blood you purchased us for God.
Jesus, you are worthy. That is what you are. Jesus, you are worthy.
Right, my baby is going to share a short message with you now.
So, hello everyone. So, have you ever played a game and you were losing at half time? Not slightly losing, but big time losing. Well, this is how the disciples must have felt on Good Friday. They had been so excited at the start of the week when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. But yet, on Friday, when they saw their best friend die on a cross, they would have felt terrible. This wasn't what they thought was going to happen. But this wasn't the end of Jesus' game. He always knew what was going to happen. And because we know what happened, it's easy to forget what the disciples would have felt. You see, Jesus has already told them that he was going to die and come back to life again. But the disciples didn't really understand. Jesus was trustworthy in everything he said. He told them that he was going to die and come back to life again. And yet, it wasn't until Easter Day, when the woman saw Jesus alive and ran back to tell the disciples, that they realized that Jesus had won. The game that they thought they'd lost on Friday was now won. Jesus was telling the truth. He was the Son of God, and he did save them all. So if Jesus was telling the truth, and he is the resurrection and the life, then surely this Easter needs to be the time where you take Jesus seriously. He's the only way to have life in all its fullness. He's the only way to know total peace and overwhelming joy and a bright hope for the future. So what are you going to do about Jesus today?
So we're going to listen to a song now. You might want to close your eyes in response to that and listen to the song for a little while, but not for too long, because we're going to make something as well. You might want to pray quietly, or you might want to respond to him and say, yes, I do trust you, Jesus. While the music's playing, we're going to make something as well. Could I have an assistant to help me with the table, please? Thanks, Nikki. If you'd be able to bring the other two. Right, so I've got, is it working? Yes, can you hear me okay? Right, so I've got a few things that we can make this morning to remind us of Jesus dying on the cross and rising to new life. So we have a cross here made of two lolly sticks. You can take some lengths of ribbon, tie them together and wrap them round and round to make your cross, if you'd like to do that. Or if you want a more simple cross, we've got twigs. You can use twigs and string to make your cross. There's some tape if you want to secure it as well. And we've got glue dots and things as well. If you are a child, look over here. We have an edible resurrection tomb. So you need to cut a donut in half. You need to stick it on a cracker with some icing and some grass made of icing. And put an Oreo biscuit in front that you can stick on with icing. Make a cross, and we've got little Jesuses to put in front. So, we're going to put this song on. So it's up to you what you'd like to do. If you can't get up to the front, then we can bring things to you. And apologies to people on Zoom. We'll have to just think and reflect while we make these. Thank you.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. The weight of every curse upon him. Thank you.
The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away.
Okay, well done, everybody. Children, would you like to come and stand on the steps and show people what you've made before they eat it? Well done. That's great. So we've got Priscilla. He's going to come and do some prayers with us now, with the family. Would you like to put these on the steps? Well done. That's brilliant. That can remind you of what Jesus did for you. If you're still making crosses, we're just going to pray, so we'll just be a little bit quiet while we do that.
Good morning, church. Good morning. We are going to pray together, and perhaps you can hold your cross and think about Jesus. At the end of each line that is prayed, could you respond, "The Lord is risen. Hallelujah. Amen."
Dear God, dear Father God, we thank you and praise you on Easter Day. Jesus rose from the dead.
The Lord is risen. Hallelujah.
We thank and praise you that Jesus' words were true. He is the resurrection and the life, and we can trust him. The Lord has risen.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. We can be called children of God because of what Jesus did on the cross. The Lord
is risen. Hallelujah. Would you like to read one? You would.
We asked you to help us live with our joy, your love, your peace, and your hope, and to bless other people because the Lord is risen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let's give them a clap. They did really well. Do you want to go and sit back down? Well done. So we've got another song. I think Vicky's got some balloons. We're nearly at the end of our service, don't worry. So we've got some balloons and we're going to sing a song by Martin Smith called "I've Got Joy."
I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season, whatever comes tomorrow. I've got joy. Forever, 'cause I've seen the good you've done. I'm not ashamed, I'm a sinner saved. No, I'm not afraid anymore. What the world calls foolish, you call freedom. No, I won't hold back anymore. I've got joy in the morning, joy in the evening. You keep me dancing in every season. Sun comes up.
Well done. Hallelujah. So we're at the end of our service, but we'd love to invite you to join us for tea, coffee and hot cross buns in the back hall. And if any of this service has touched you or you'd like to know more about Jesus, come and see one of the leaders and we'd love to talk to you a little bit more. So as we leave this place to enjoy Easter, I pray this simple blessing over you and your households. Father God, we thank you for the miracle of Easter and for the joy of knowing you. Thank you for Jesus, that he came to show us the way to you. Help us to trust you as we go to our homes, schools, work and neighbourhoods and bring your love into these places. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Forever, 'cause I've seen the good you've done.